Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. With me, please. Almighty God, the creator of heaven and of earth. Lord God, we just come to say thank you this morning. Father God, we're so glad that as we gather together, we have the testimony that yes, since the last time we met, you already worked some things out. God, we come to lift our holy hands and say thank you, God, that out of everybody else that you're blessed, you took preach moment today. Lord God, we surrender our hearts and minds to you. Father God, we ask you to continue to bless, Lord God, even as I stand in the midst of them. Father, I ask you to allow me to decrease as your word would increase. God, you know what we all need even before we ask it. And because you're God all by yourself, we just want to say thank you, God, because we know that you've heard and you've already answered, and we receive it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we thank and praise God for an opportunity to just bring his word before you. We count it an honor as well as a privilege to be in the land of the living today. Truly, God is worthy to be praised. Amen. Those of you with your Bibles, would you turn with me, please, to the Old Testament book of Amos. The Old Testament book of Amos. Do I have this ready? The Old Testament book of Amos. Hallelujah. Amos is right before Jonah. If you have a Bible like mine, it's on page 1099. If you have it, please stand. Amos chapter 9. Amos chapter 9. Bible study is Wednesday night. We'll go over the table of contents. If you haven't found it yet, go to that sanctified book called The Table of Contents. Amen. Put your finger in your Bible. Let's make our proclamation. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Chapter 9. things come, saith the Lord, that the plowman should overtake the reaper, and the treader of the grapes, him that soweth seed. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. And they shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. I will plant them up on their land, and they no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. Amen. You may be seated. Think we'll be shortly from this theme. This day is today. This day is today. Look at one of your neighbors and say, neighbor, it's harvest time. Look at someone else and say, neighbor, it's my harvest time. Hallelujah. Before I even go to the text, there are some things that I must remind us as children of God. First of all, God is not blind to anything that's going on in our lives today. He is very much aware of our aches, of our pains, our joys, and our sorrow. God is giving us an opportunity to focus on those things that really matter. A lot of times we focus on the name that we place that's in the back of our clothes, but I want you to know that is not important. We focus on how much we weigh, the color of our skin, the length of our hair, who's in love with us, who's not in love with us. That is not important. The house you live in, the car you drive in, the school you attend, how much money you make is not important. Because just as it is today, with the blink of an eye from God, he can change everything. One word from God can either tear you up or pull you up. It does not matter. So it is our time now to be focused on what really matters. When we go to our text, it's from the minor prophet Amos. Amos is very wonderful to me because Amos started out as a sheep breeder. When the Lord called Amos, he wasn't sure that God called him. So therefore, God sent an earthquake. And in the middle of the earthquake, suddenly Amos had a revelation. God did call me. And just like Amos, God is sending earthquakes in the lives of his children each and every day. I don't know how many of you voted. I hope all of you did. But you know what? God got tired of the White House. So therefore, just last Tuesday, he sent an earthquake of Democratic votes saying things have got to change. You know, it's a shame that some of us are so hard-headed, we're just so pig-headed that God has to send earthquakes to get our attention. What else happened this week? Reverend, I'm so glad you asked me because, you know, some of us didn't even look at 60 Minutes until they hired Ed Bradley. It was amazing to me. Ed Bradley wore an earring and nobody ever talked about it. He just looked good that way, didn't he? But we received an earthquake when Ed Bradley was taken off the face of the earth. And I don't know about you. I don't know how many of you know Gerald Levert. Hello. What she know about Gerald Levert? Ain't your business. But I know he's too good for somebody. Gerald Levert, at the top of his career, an earthquake came through. And all of a sudden, all of the pop artists got shook up because God sent an earthquake. I tell you, today, it takes an earthquake because sometimes we don't get the message that God is sending unto us. Sometimes after talking time and time again, we don't get the message. Early this week, we had a 13-year-old and a 17-year-old just drop dead. And people said, oh my God. And because it took that earthquake for us to get the message. But children of God, let me tell you, after each earthquake comes a blessing. Let's think back jailbird passing in his sleep. Maybe husband and wife aren't talking and kissing like they're supposed to. Should God send an earthquake to remind you what is important on this side of the Jordan? Somebody say he sent an earthquake. Last month, some of my friends who were denying themselves pleasures decided to have a family reunion in Hawaii. Each of them was in another hotel, and God sent an earthquake. One hotel, the son didn't want to be in the same hotel room as his father. He was going to do some stuff that he didn't want daddy to see. But at the earthquake, he ran to find his daddy because God said, wait a minute. He sent an earthquake. In the book of Amos, God had to send an earthquake to let Amos know, yes, I know what's going on. And yes, in my time, I'm going to move. You see, like children of God, every time God blessed them, they did okay for a little while, and then they began to mess up. And God always had to do something tragic to get their attention. God always had to move something out of the ordinary so they could be recognized again that God is God all by himself, and beside him, there is none other. Even today, we are just like the children of Israel. God tells us time and time again how we should obey his word and how we should commit ourselves to him. But we are so busy keeping up with the Joneses and the Smiths and the TV and Hollywood, we don't want to do what God said. Should God send another earthquake to get our attention? Let's go to our text. Verse 13 said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord. What days? Let me tell you the purpose of the earthquake. The earthquake was not only to get our attention, but the earthquake was also to clean up the riffraff. The earthquake was to get rid of the okey-doke, to get rid of the fun and the games, to quit doing the stupid stuff and start making your life count. God let you know, I'm getting tired of you repenting for the same thing week in, week out. I'm getting tired of you falling down saying, forgive me, and you go back and do the same thing right after he lifts you up. God says, this time I will clean up the stuff myself. This time I will lay you down and raise you up when I know that you are tired of the same thing I'm tired of. And let me tell you how good God is. Because when Amos is getting through talking and Amos is getting through preaching to the children of Israel, suddenly they're saying, you know what? I think God is telling the truth. My Lord, my God. Children of God, it's happening to us today. Some of us still don't believe God is God. Some of us still don't believe that he knows how to raise us up and he knows how to put us down. And let me let you in on a secret. Baby, when God shut a door, can't no man open it. And when God opened a door, can't no man shut it. But you better know today is the day of deliverance. Oh, St. John, when I was studying this lesson, the Lord had me to understand that there are some things that we need to know that he is doing. In Psalms 91:7, it said, 1,000 shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 shall fall at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. In everyday language, hallelujah, don't get shook up because one of your neighbors get fired off their job. That ain't got nothing to do with you. Don't get shook up because one of your neighbors got put out of their house. That ain't got nothing to do with you, because if you are a tither, he said, I'll put shelter. I'll shelter you in a time of storm. You don't have to worry about getting hungry, because if you tithe, he said, I'll set a table in front of you in the presence of your enemy. If you are his child, you don't have to worry about what you're going to put on in the morning. He said, I will pull out a sheep myself and make him fix you some clothes. You ain't got to worry about nothing. we have. This is our harvest time. I'm in the text right now. When we look at Amos 9 verse 13, it says it like this: behold, the day will come when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. Let me tell you how God is. In that passage, it's saying that at the time of harvest, the person who is trying to rake up the leaves or rake up the grapes are going to have much more than the person who sowed the grapes. And it is so challenging, because when you think of harvest time, you think of springtime. You don't think of fall. According to man's calendar, harvest time comes August and September. But let me tell you, in this passage of scripture, what I thought that was so funny, he was talking about harvest in November and December. He was saying that if you do what I tell you to do, this is your harvest time. If you mind what I tell you to mind, this is your harvest time. If you believe what I tell you to believe, this is your harvest time. Children of God, I want you to know what God is telling us today. He said, child, all I want you to see, glory to God. My assignment today is so easy. He said, my assignment is simply this. All of you that have not had your prayers answered, this month is your harvest time. All of you that have not received what God wants you to receive, this month is your harvest time. All of you that have been crying out to God, this month is your harvest time. So if you know God owes you something, say thank you, Jesus. If you know God needs to answer your prayer, say thank you, Jesus. If you know God hasn't done all that he promised, can you say thank you, Jesus? This is our harvest time. Telling God last night, God was working. How is it possible that these little kids who've only been practicing for a couple of months can come in second place? It had to be God. It had to be God. How is it that somebody sitting on the panel can put their church's name in? It's got to be God. How is it possible that when everybody was looking for us to fall down to the ground, God raised us up? You know it's harvest time. Tell somebody it's harvest time. Tell them it's harvest time. We got to look and see what God wants us to do. Tell them, God, we don't have time to be backbiting and nitpicking. It's time for us to gather in what God is bringing. It's time for us to gather up the blessings of God. I don't care who's talking about me. That means you ain't talking about somebody else. Don't talk about me, baby. We don't have time to talk about who don't like us. They didn't like Jesus, so we in good company. Keep on not liking me. The text says, look at verse 13. He said, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. In everyday language, hallelujah. We are so blessed. We'll walk down the street and God's favor just drop on us. We walk in your job, his favor just drop on us. In this month and next month, start expecting a raise that you ain't supposed to get. In this month and next month, if you going to the doctor, you need to claim a clean bill of health right now. In the name of Jesus, if you want to be married, you need to say, God, I thank you for my spouse. In the name of Jesus, for November and December, you want a new house, you better claim, I got a new house. In the name of Jesus, this is harvest time. If your heart has been broken, he said, today I will mend it for you, because it's harvest. In the name of Jesus, if you have been crying all night long, then you need to know God ain't through because you still crying. But when God gets through with me, I'm going to come forth like pure gold when he gets through. Tell somebody it's harvest time. This church. children of God. Let's sing it like, God, why now, Lord? Lord, why now? He says, do I have to send an earthquake to make you believe me? Do I have to send an earthquake to let you know that I'm talking to you? When we look in the scriptures, thank you, Lord. Verse 15 says, I will plant them up on their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land. Are you tired of people taking stuff from you? Are you tired of people running out with your stuff? God says, from now on, you will take their stuff. They can't take nothing else from you. He said, because you are my child, I will take back everything that the cankerworm has stolen from you if you are my child. Somebody say it's harvest time. God says, what I've given to you, I didn't give it to you for a short time, but I am just blessing you because you have been obedient. I am blessing you because you have been trustworthy. I am blessing you because you have blessed me. I'm blessing you. It's not in 2007, but it's right now. It's not January or February, but it's right now. Look at us now. We're just sitting there. God, are you talking about me? Oh, Jesus. What am I going to do, Lord? Are you, Lord, you sure? Are you sure? That's okay. Let me tell you what I'm hearing. The Lord tells me today, somebody has a doctor's appointment. He said he's already worked it out. Somebody's been crying over so many reasons. He said, today I will dry the tears from your eyes. Somebody's been walking the floor over their children that won't come in. And he said it like this, your children are in my hands. Don't you worry anymore. Somebody has been looking for a job. He says it like this, you can't look from your bedroom, but if you would come out from among them, I've already fixed it for you. Somebody is saying, Lord, I don't know which way I should go. And he said, don't turn to your left and don't turn to your right. But if you would look up, all of your help will come down. If you would look up, I will send angels and legions of angels to deliver you. Somebody is still saying, God, I don't know what an earthquake is. Let me tell you about an earthquake. An earthquake is when you think everything is all right, and suddenly from nowhere, there's a shake up over here and a shake up over here, and all of a sudden, you can't rub two nickels together to make a dime. That's an earthquake. An earthquake is when you eat all the right food, you exercise, and still you got aches and pains in your body that you don't understand. That's an earthquake. An earthquake is when you give your spouse all the love that you have, and they still ain't happy. That's an earthquake. Trust me this fall. So trust me a little bit more. Trust me that when I tell you I'm coming, don't get on the phone, but go to the throne. When I tell you that I'm on my way, don't ask your neighbor, but ask your dad. When I tell you I'm getting ready to bless you, don't see if somebody else understands. But if you know I'm your daddy, learn how to say, yes, Lord. If you know that I'm your daddy, say, thank you, Jesus. If you know that you know that.
still not sure. Let me take you back 2,000 years ago, when there was a quiet in the land, because God had sent his son through 42 generations. God in the flesh has walked this earth 30 plus years, still trying to feed those who were hungry, still trying to clothe those who were naked. And yet, we did not believe. Even when they took him up Calvary's cross, we still did not believe. As they nailed him to the cross, and the blood dripped and dripped and dripped, when they put a crown of thorns on his head, and the blood dripped and dripped, when they pierced him in the side, and the blood gushed out, blood and water for the remission of sin, we still did not believe. And when they took him off that cross and laid him in a borrowed tomb, we still did not believe. And he laid there all day Friday. He laid there all Friday night. He laid there all Saturday. And laid there Sunday night. And then suddenly, Sunday morning, there was a rocking and a shaking. And God sent an earthquake and burst open. And he said, it's harvest time. Because when he got up, you got up. When he got up, you got up. When he got up, you got up. Children of God, it's harvest time. It's harvest time. Reach up and receive your miracle. Reach up and receive your blessing. Because it's my harvest time. If you don't want nothing from God, that's up to you. But it's my harvest time. My heart has been broken. My back has been up against the wall. I've been crying, but I ain't crying no more. I love Mary Mary. I cried my last tear yesterday, because today is my harvest. I don't know about you, but I need an answer from the Lord. I need an answer. And I believe what he said. I believe his word is true. I believe everything he said. And he said, no more till you be the end. No more are you the tail, but I have made you the head. He said, put me to the test. Quit trying to do it yourself. Call on me. He said in Ephesians, I will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Put me to the test. It's your harvest. So what do? That was a song that used to say, come get your kicks on Route 66. You pick a book, you pick a word. And if you can stand on that word, it's your harvest. You pick a book, you pick a word. And if you can believe what it says, it's your harvest. You pick a book, and you pick a word. And if you can claim it, I love it. Mark said, if you believe you receive, you shall have it. Get your kicks on Route 66. It's harvest time, baby. It's harvest time, baby. It's harvest time. It is harvest. It's harvest. It's harvest. It's harvest. 66 books of promise. I don't know what you need, but he's declared November and December of this year is your harvest. It's your harvest. it's your heart. Psalms 34 and 8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Do you have a promise? Do you have a promise? Do you have a promise? Then if you have a promise, I need to hear, thank you, Lord. I need to hear, thank you, Lord. I need to hear, thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a hand praise. Give him a hand praise. Give him a hand praise. The doors of the church is open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. If you still need an earthquake, it's not hard. Deacon Woods, can you play Praise God From Whom All Blessings Flow? Let us stand. You can praise him right now. You need to come right now. Thank you.